And now we'll look at the dative case, the definite articles, and the indefinite articles. Remember, definite article means the, der, die, das, the, because you want a specific something. Indefinite is a. You know, give me a book, right? Indefinite is a or an in English. In German, ein, eine, or ein. Now, in your nominative, your definite articles, der, die, das, and d for the plural, means the, you're familiar with that. The only change that happens in the accusative case is to the masculine nouns. Der becomes den. In the dative case, everything changes. In the dative case, your nominative der becomes dem. Your feminine die becomes der. The das becomes dem. The plural becomes den. So again, do not get caught up in, I'm never going to be able to use this ever in my life. Right now, I just want you to be able to recognize it. Same thing with your indefinite articles, a or an. Nominative, ein, your masculine, changes in the accusative to einen. You've seen this before. Now in the dative, it's going to change again to einem. The feminine, eine, stays the same in accusative. But in dative, it changes to einer. The neuter ein also stays the same in accusative, but does change in dative to einem. And with plural, there aren't any because it's a. You can't have more than one a, right?